Your mum and dad ain't back yet?
That's all right. Emma wanted to go out, so she said I could have them a bit early.
Oh, that's good. Hey, oh, no, no, not over there, young man. You'll have that table over.
Georgie, see what I've got for you. Play with your nice bricks.
He's into everything now, isn't he?
Oh, yes. Can I take your eyes off him for a second?
Shall we build a tower then, shall we?
It's a really good thing Emma's moved out of that caravan.
It wouldn't have been much space for you to play there, would there?
It would have been a nightmare. She made the right decision.
Yeah. Are you two getting on a bit better?
Maybe. Yeah, I think we are. And I suppose, well, things are easier now, I'm sure.
Sure of what?
That she ain't going to get back with Ed.
Well, I thought she made that pretty clear when she moved back in with her mum.
Yeah, you never know with those two. And then he came back. I just didn't know.
No, I don't think it's what Edward's got in mind.
Don't you?
No, it's difficult to know what the lad's thinking.
It always was.
Just seems a bit of a coincidence he went off on that binge last week just after Emma had been to see him.
Well, you think they had a row?
Well, I think he's got enough on his plate trying to sort himself out without having to cope with her too.
Well, that would explain it. She was asking me if I'd seen him.
Was she?
Yeah. Got me a bit worried.
Well, she's bound to be concerned. You've got to expect that. We all are.
I'm not.
Come off it, lad. You don't fool me. You ain't quite as cross with him as you were, eh?
Well, he's such an idiot. Made a right mess of everything, as usual.
You used to feel sorry for the lad.
I wouldn't go that far.